Now you need to deal with the triggers. What caused you to choose drugs? What caused you to drink? Who did you judge? There's so many spiritual laws. There's so many things that I can't do all that in one conference. I guarantee it. That's why we have so many tapes. But also the Holy Spirit knows those things, and he knows how to get you that teaching and that understanding. So he knows all that. So all he wants you to do is surrender to him, making the way of escape for you. But we talked about last night some real practical things to do. See yourself set free from that thing. See yourself changing that habit. See yourself not doing the things you used to do. Today with this new car, it was kind of funny. This car has a really weird thing. Maybe God had me buy a new car just to get this idea. But habits are repetition of things you just do without thinking. And you don't know how many times you walk up to your car, hit the little unlock, the buttons come up, you don't think, and you open the door and get in. Well, I always open the back door because I throw my stuff in there, and then I get in the front. This new car I have, the back door won't open until the front door opens. It's like some thing, so it goes like this. But it's those kind of cabinets that I never liked anyway. Could open this one first, then this one. And it was really funny how instantly I would do it the old way. And it won't work on this car. And so I'm already having to learn. And somebody even said in the car, they said, you'll just instantly start doing it the other way. What's that? Without thinking, you'll begin to do what works. And that's a habit. So God has made us in a way where our minds will begin to do a lot of things without constantly thinking and worrying about it. Things that are good things to do. It would be, if you didn't know how to just turn on the vacuum, you make your own patterns for things. The more organized you are as a gifting, the easier it is for you to just make patterns for things. I move prophetically. I don't have a pattern for anything. I don't. I mean, where does this go in the pantry? I don't know, like in there? Here's Irene. She'll do the whole thing. Now, Cindy, cans are here. Cereal's here. Whatever else, candy's here and here. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Month later, Cindy, cans go here. Cereal. I am just not gifted in physical organization. And everyone who works with me says, my husband says, Cindy, you're so mentally organized, it's amazing, but you're physically a wreck. But you know what? It's going to take me really having to try to get new habits about this that are good. You want to break the things that Satan has done in your life. You want to do things that glorify God. You want to use your talents and gifts to glorify God. You need to separate spirits of lust in you from who you really are. Don't claim sickness. Well, my arthritis, well, if you want to name it yours, it gets to stay. I have never once in 8 years of fighting a disease that the devil wants to put on my son even thought for a second he had it. I certainly haven't named it, and if I've ever spoken it, it's only to glorify God and how God showed me he didn't have it. When the doctors wanted me to sign papers to say he had it, I wouldn't sign them. Because, and not out of fake, I knew he didn't have it. And I knew if I signed those, he would. You have to agree with God. So I want you to quit, and I know a lot of this is just new revelation, so believe me, there's no condemnation in Christ. Some of you are just going to leave here going, oh my goodness, there's so much more to knowing God than I ever thought. There's so much more to getting free. No wonder my life's a mess. Look at the things I've spoken. Look at the things spoken over me. Look at all the laws I've broken. Look at all the things I've done wrong. It's amazing I'm still breathing. But by his faithfulness, he's showing you the way of escape, okay? That's the first revelation. The first revelation is we aren't faithful. We have blown it, and he is faithful. The lie that Satan puts on everybody is God did all these bad things, God's to blame, and we're just being nice, good little people. We're so faithful, and he's the one who's messed up. And that's practically preached from the pulpit. We'll understand when we get there. Well, you will, but wouldn't it be nice to have the mind of Christ here? It will really help you out on the journey called life to understand the ways of God. David according to the word of God, had a heart after God. Now, David was an adulterer, a murderer, not a very good father. David had some major sin issues, okay? But he had a heart after God. And when you read the Psalms, you will see the heart after God was a constant crying out to God, teach me your ways. Teach me your ways. A constant place of changing and repenting when he learned the ways of God and he saw the consequences of not living for God. He was much more crushed in his heart that he had murdered this person and slept with Bathsheba because of how it would affect his relationship with God than he was with what people would think if they found out. He really wanted to please God, even though he missed it many times. See, God wants to see a heart that says, okay, God, I want to please you, but I really can't yet, not in this area. See, what Paul's talking about here is be honest. Man, wouldn't this be a revelation? You know, they do altar calls at churches. People get amazed at our altar calls. We'll have people run up for everything. I mean, things everybody else is saying, oh my God, did they all have that? And I sat by them. I mean, I usually repent and renounce first because if I even see even a trace of that thing in my heart, if I even see something I did, you know, 30 years ago that I haven't renounced and broke the power of completely, even though I've never given to it, I don't want any part of it. And so we break the power of shame. We break the power. That's what he's doing here in these scriptures. He's showing you, look, because of the law, because you know it's wrong, because you understand it's sin, you've got to now put it on the table. You've got to say, I do things I shouldn't do, and I don't want to do them. But I want to do things, God, that'll please you, and I don't. What's the answer? A lot of people use those scriptures and stop. They stop right there to say, see, you'll be a sinner. You'll just be an old sinner till you get out of here. It's okay. He is not saying that. He even says that's out of the question. I'm not saying this is okay. That's out of the question. That's not what I'm saying. And yet there's entire doctrine saying that. It's not okay to sin as a Christian, okay? It means something is wrong with your walk with God. And God wants to change that. And then that's the most awesome place. It's awesome to walk in God. It's awesome to know him. It's awesome to be his friend. It's awesome to have his power in your life. It's awesome to know when you pray, he hears and he answers. It's wonderful not to have the fear of horrible things because you know that you can get a hold of God and that you have a hold of God and that all you have to do is obey him and hate what he hates. We are well aware that the law is spiritual. 7:14, but I am a creature of flesh and blood, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand my own behavior. I do not act as I mean to, but I do things that I hate. Please at least hate them, folks. Then admit them. While I am acting as I do not want to, I still acknowledge that the law is good. So it is not myself acting. Now, look, I just said that, didn't I? It's not you acting. It's not you. This is a light bulb for some of you. That thing doing that sin is not you. Oh, it's using your body and it's talking through your brain and it's making you think it's you. Because guess what, folks? As long as you think that a devil is you, it gets to stay. Well, I just have temper tantrums. Oh, you do? I know, for years I just tried, but I just have these temper tantrums. No, you got a devil having temper tantrums using your body if you're a born-again believer. All you got to do is realize it's not you and hate it. So he's telling you. Well, I just like smoking. It just calms me. I don't know why, but can y'all see everybody using these tapes into little bits and pieces? They're going to make me look really good. I just, you know, it just calms me. It's just, it's not a big deal. You know, I just, no. If you admit that it's not you, you can say, you know what, that's not me. There is something smoking through my mouth, trying to kill my body. I have an enemy living in here, and I thought it was me. Folks, how are you going to get rid of something that you think is you? Well, I'm an addict, and I just, you know, Who knows how many times I'll go back to taking those drugs because it's just something I can't help. No, you're not an addict if you're born again. You're a child of God. You have God living inside of you. But you might still have an addict spirit in there saying, I'm going to make you do drugs again. See, I don't want to spend the rest of my adult life as a born-again, spirit-filled woman of God fighting the devils from my past. I really want them to get out. I really want them defeated. And then I want to be used by God any way he wants to absolutely put the devil under my feet and help others put the devil under their feet and completely be free of even a trace of my past. And to do that, I have to hate how the devil has used me or is using me. Recognize, like he says right here, because God told me to use this particular translation. He says, so it is not myself acting. Write that down on your thing, on your little notes. If you're writing notes, last night we talked about how to separate, not to the habits. If you want to get free from addiction, this is an addicting spirit now, okay? This isn't just I didn't think about it, okay? This now we're getting into addiction. Isn't it cool that God wrote this in the order that you first talk about habits? And now he's talking about addiction. It's all right in one nice two little chapters. It's really cool when you break away to let the Holy Spirit show you how concise he is when he put this word together. It's amazing. So last night we really talked about how the Lord wants you to begin to break habits so that you don't open the way for the devil to get in there. But today he's talking about, tonight he's talking about, now wait a minute. Some of you are doing things you hate. And if you haven't gotten there, please get saved. Please get saved. Or please recognize that as a born-again believer, you folks, as a born-again believer, you have to hate evil, okay? It's like a rule. If God lives in you, he hates evil. What makes you a Christian is that God lives in you, all right? If you're connected with that revelation, then you hate evil too. Do you understand that? Can everybody get that one? All right. If you think you don't, it's not you if you're born again. Or maybe you just need to be born again. The Holy Ghost in you needs to really hate. If you don't feel guilty, if you're a teenager or you're an unmarried young person and you and your girlfriend or you and your boyfriend go too far, you ought to feel bad about it. If you don't, you need to really realize you're hardening your heart or you're not saved. The Holy Spirit convicts people that belong to him. That's his job. He has been sent by the Lord, by the Father. Jesus says, it's better that I go, that the Holy Spirit come to you. He'll teach you all things. He's been sent to live inside you. Guess why? To clean you up. And there's no way he's going to hang out in there and not do that. He's going to do that. If you really get sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you won't even be able to watch a commercial that's unclean and not feel conviction. You can find out how right you are with God really quick. How quick can he convict you? If God can convict you quick, you're okay. If you're not convictable, something's really wrong with your walk with God. And that's a true measure of if you're growing in God or not. As long as the Holy Spirit can convict you, which means makes you feel bad when you do things he hates, then you're on your way to victory. And let me just say this, Paul's very clear here that you ought to at least hate the things that you do that are wrong. If you don't, you need to really cry out to God and say, Lord, save me. Or maybe there's a part of you that just isn't saved, I don't know. But you need to really cry out. We are to hate sin. I really believe the Bible says in Revelations, and there's a lot of bad teaching out there, but I don't teach that. In Revelations, he says that he is going to vomit you out of his mouth if you were lukewarm. Well, a lukewarm believer would be someone who does believe Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of the world, but they're not interested enough to care about changing and hating what he hates. And I'm glad he's going to throw us up if that's our case, because that kind of trial hopefully will make you get right with God before your name is blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And as hard as this is for us to grab onto, there are going to be those who are going to stand there that day, and he's going to say, away from me, work of iniquity, I don't know you. And some people say, man, that makes me afraid to die. If you're afraid to die because if you're full of iniquity, you go to hell, then you need to be afraid to die. Because you might be one that he's going to say, away from me, you work of iniquity. But if it's just the devil trying to convict you, trying to condemn you, no, there's no condemnation in Christ. But there is a true message of God, help me get right with you. Help me hate what you hate. That's a prayer you should pray on a regular basis. God, help me hate what you hate. Holy Spirit, I turn myself over to you. I'm like Paul right now. This is where I might be at. I hate the things that I do. I can't stop them. I'm addicted there. I'm addicted to whatever it is, drinking, alcohol, cigarettes, sex, unclean sex, anything that's compulsive that just takes over and has a life of its own. I realize that, but I hate it. But I keep doing what I don't want to do. Now, I want you to see this too. This is really good. In verse 16 it says, while I am acting as I do not want to, I still acknowledge that the law is good. What he's saying is, let me use the example. Try not to pick on any one person's thing. Let me pick some other things. All right. Let's just pick overeating. We haven't used that for a couple minutes here. All right. What he's saying here is you have to get to at least this place. Please don't leave here without getting to this place. If you do, then at least ask the Holy Spirit to help you get to this place, because that's the part of the journey you're on. You have to at least get to the place to be able to say that what he is saying is, Lord, I try not to eat like I'm eating. I try not to abuse food. I try not to abuse my body. But I get up, God, you know how many times I say I'm going to start that diet today, or I'm going to change this. God, you've seen it, and you've seen it, and you've seen it. God, I hate this. And I acknowledge your word is good. I acknowledge your law. I acknowledge your law, Lord, where you say that spirit of gluttony isn't going to be in the kingdom. I acknowledge your word, Lord, where you say that this vessel is the temple of the Holy Spirit and should be surrendered to him and him alone. And God, I recognize your law is good. In other words, I'm in agreement with you, God, even though I'm not living it yet. Okay, that's, you've got to get everything out of the way that you can't start there, okay? Does anybody have a specific example and you want me to exactly say yours so you can understand it? Everybody's like, are you kidding? Hey, we're all looking down right now. Okay, now listen. This is good though, isn't it? Now listen. Okay, this is really good. Now listen. While I am acting as I do not want to, I still acknowledge that the law is good. In other words, God, you're right, and the world standards are wrong, and I'm wrong, and everything else is wrong. You're right. I shouldn't be smoking. I shouldn't be drinking. I shouldn't be overeating. I shouldn't be eating unhealthy. I shouldn't be cussing. I shouldn't be. I acknowledge you're right, even though I'm participating in sin. I acknowledge you're right. That's the beginning, folks. So it is not myself acting. God, because I agree with you, I now realize it's not me overeating. It's not me drinking. It's not me smoking. It's not me giving into pornography and all these things. It's not me doing these things. That means there's something in me doing it. It's powerful to get free from addiction. But the sin which lives in me, there is something living in you. They call it sin. I call it a spirit that's there because of that sin and producing that sin. Now, isn't this good for people to say you can't have demons in you? That's baloney. You know that cigarette smoking in and of itself can't live inside of you. Or drinking or whatever. Right? So you think I'm picking on you. I'm not. And if I am, it's because the Holy Spirit wants you picked on because he wants you to leave here changed. My job is to help you get right with God, not to make you like me and come back. As you know, we have a lot of people who don't come back. A lot of people don't come back for a while, and finally they get tired of it again and come back. And really, I know of nothing good living in me, in my natural self, that is, for though the will to do what is good is in me, the power to do it is not. He's talking about your natural power. If you have an addiction, you can diet, you can lock up the refrigerator. All those things are good to stop a habit. All those things are good to fast the spirit, okay? But you're going to really have a battle. You are going to have a battle because your flesh cannot get free from alcoholism. Your flesh cannot get free from substance abuse. Your flesh cannot get free from true lust and pornography, homosexuality, all these perversions, overeating, any of these things. Your flesh, get a hold of this. You will never be able to succeed. You might take on a different spirit to cope, and the world offers lots of those. But truthfully, you will never be free from these spirits based on your natural strength. So you can put a patch on and it might work for a little bit, but it doesn't matter. I'm not coming against people trying to be free, thank God. Even natural people understand some things are bad for you. But isn't there an answer? Let's find out. The good thing that I want to do, I never do. The evil thing that which I do not want, that is what I do. Paul's really having a major struggle here. Doesn't it make you feel good that somebody like Paul had a struggle like this so that there is hope for you?